Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Do me a solid and go vote for me. Boy, it feels weird, but whatever. For Radio Personality of the Year, the Post-Dispatch doing the STL headliners. It's up on our Facebook, right?
That is correct.
Or you can just come to my computer and look at it, because I'm just voting for myself every 13 hours. So you can do that, too. Tommy Ackerman joins us. Hello, Tom.
Hey, vote for Dave. Vote for Dave.
There you go. There you go. Ackerman said to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to hire Ackerman to do live endorsements for this.
That's right. Yeah, I'm all over it. I like that. Vote for Dave.
I have a compliment for you, Tom. As you know, I'd like to compliment you. I like your butt. I was driving back from Colorado. We left at 6 in the morning, a Colorado time. I turned you guys on, and I listened to 13 hours of KMOX all the way back, the entire time, all the way through Colorado, Kansas, and Missouri. You and Megan and Debbie do such... I've always known you've done a great job, but I don't get to hear you as much, being an afternoon guy. You guys do such a great job anchoring in the morning. Well done.
Wow. Really appreciate that, man. That's very, very nice of you. Where were you in Colorado? Because I was just there. I flew home on Monday.
We were in Keystone, the Summit County area.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. I used to go there for summer vacation back in the day in Frisco. I was in Colorado Springs. My daughter had a lacrosse tournament there, and it was at the Air Force Academy. It was
That's very cool.
So, very nice.
We had a really good time.
How's she doing?
Doing great. She played great. Her team finished third out of 20 teams.
That's good.
The top level of the tournament, the top girls teams, and they almost won the whole thing. They lost in the semis by a goal and then came back and won the third place game. So really proud of them. And it was just, you know, regardless of result, it was just fun to spend a little daddy-daughter trip for a weekend out in Colorado.
I did the same thing. I took my daughter and her buddy Harper, and the three of us went out there bumming around for a week. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was really great. It was a little hot for Colorado. You weren't, though. Up in Summit County, it was nice and cool. But down in the Springs and in Denver, it was in the 90s. But it's still Colorado, and it cools off at night, and it's a great place to hang out.
So let's talk some baseball. So to what extent are you an All-Star guy? Like, Ricky Horton can't stand the All-Star game, and, you know, we're talking about it, the good, the bad, the ugly. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it. I mean, I used to cover it, and, you know, maybe I'll get back to covering it if the Cardinals can get more people in there. They didn't have anyone participating yesterday, and they had one person invited. I used to go, you know, when the Cardinals had four, five, six guys in there, we would I'd go out there and cover it, and it was fun. I'm not a huge fan of it. I'm kind of in and out. I'm definitely not a home run derby guy, even though when I was growing up, I didn't really watch the All-Star game all the way through, even as a kid. My favorite part was the beginning, when they would announce all the players, and then you would see your players, the Cardinals, walk out there in their, or jog out there in their uniforms, you know, and wave to the crowd, and they were representing your team, and they've even taken that away from me. So now they're wearing kind of these goofy National and American League uniforms.
So goofy.
And they look terrible. So, you know, I really hope, I mean, it's an obvious thing that what the fans want, they don't want to buy a National League jersey. They want to see their team represented at the All-Star game. That's the whole point. So hopefully they go back to that. Other than that, I did watch Paul Skenes. I thought that was kind of a cool storyline. The young pitcher go up against the top of the order for the American League. Then I kind of lost interest in the game, quite honestly, and I turned on the Republican National Convention, which tells you where my brain was. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't watch it. I mean, as a kid, I watched every minute of every game. But also, there wasn't anything else on. You know, when you go back 40 years ago, there was no other choice. Like, you're watching the All-Star game or you're watching reruns, because nobody wanted to put anything up in the summertime against the All-Star game. So it was a little easier. But now I'm in and out. Like you guys said, I don't get that excited about it. I do enjoy the introductions and moments that'll pop up. But now I see the moments on Twitter. I see the moments, you know, in another way. I don't need to sit there and watch 3 hours of a game that doesn't mean a whole lot. But I do think it's important to have it. I think it's important to recognize the players, to give fans the chance to see their guys. And that's where I kind of wanted to go, Tom, with it on the Cardinals side, is it's kind of a thing when you only have one All-Star, and that one All-Star is a guy that throws one inning at the end of games. Like, it kind of sums up where the worries are. Even though the end of the first half was great, in the second half, I think the guys that have been to that All-Star game before need to play more like that.
Yes, I agree with you. Now, I will say that if the Cardinals had more All-Stars in the game, I'd pay more attention. The Cardinals four All-Star players on their roster, and now you can add Ryan Helsley because he's been to two of them now. Yep. He's one of the better relievers in the game, but they really have four stars on their roster. They are Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt, Wilson Contreras, and Sonny Gray.
Right.
I think that those four are not in the game, and so it tells you something about where this team is. Those four, on any given season, if they play up to their capabilities and they stay healthy, they will be in that game. So that didn't happen, but the Cardinals have found life in Mason Wynn, Alec Burleson, Brendan Donovan, etc., to keep themselves going in what's been a great bullpen to put themselves in contention. But on any given year, those guys would have an opportunity. And that's kind of where the Cardinals season sits right now, is they will not win this division if they don't get great performances out of Arenado, Goldschmidt, and I'll throw Nolan Gorman in there, who is and should be coming into his own as one of the better young power hitters in the National League. If that starts to happen, I think Contreras will be okay. He looks fine.
Yep.
They're going to win the division. If those players come alive, I don't see anybody in the division who can match them. But for right now, you know, they've done enough to stay in the race, and they actually are in the wild card race.
Man, how tough a putt? You mentioned Mason Wynn. How tough a putt is it going to be for him moving forward to make All-Star teams with Mookie Betts playing shortstop, Trey Turner in Philly, Ellie De La Cruz in Cincinnati, O'Neill Cruz in Pittsburgh? I mean, like, good luck, man. That's tough.
Yeah, he's just going to have to be one of the best shortstops, and you know, he's going to have difficulty, I think, in that case. Maybe that would affect his Gold Glove status, even though, you know, it looks like he's one of the best fielding shortstops in all of baseball. But the Gold Glove also becomes a popularity contest at times, so he could be up against it. But really, what Mason should be thinking about is, how do I do my best so this team can win championships? And the Cardinals need to get themselves in the playoffs. I mean, it just doesn't feel right for the Cardinals to not have multiple All-Stars, but also to be sort of an also-ran, and whether it's in the regular season not making it or getting run out of the postseason, which they have here for quite a while. So, you know, that's Mason's focus. I think he's a great team player, but certainly for his brand, you know, getting him to an All-Star game, getting him a Gold Glove, this is a guy who, I've said it on this very show, I really think he's the future. I think Jordan Walker is too. I think Nolan Gorman is too. But I think that Mason Wynn is the type of player that kids in St. Louis will want to be like and will want to wear his jersey. I love the way he plays. He plays with great competitiveness, but he plays with a flair, and he's also very wise, and he understands baseball history. He has everything going for him, and I think he's going to be a special one.
How long do we have him wrapped up?
Oh, 6 years minimum.
Long time. Yeah, long time.
Yeah, he's going to be there for a while.
He's a good kid. He's a good kid, and they just signed this J.J. Weatherholt, who's a shortstop. They drafted him, but he's not. He's going to be a second baseman. And
he's a hitter.
You know, eventually. Yeah, he's just a really good player. But it was kind of funny when they drafted after all of this, and then they go take a shortstop, but we all know that he's going to be a special player.
Yeah, anybody that can play shortstop can play anywhere else, so you just take the guy with the bat, and he can move around a little bit if you need to.
I agree with that.
Trade deadline, Tom, is 13 days away. It's the 30th this year, right?
It is the 30th.
So we are 2 weeks away from the trade deadline, so just – first off, what would be your top priority for the Cardinals to target in these 2 weeks? And then what do you think they do? Because to me, top priority should be a starting pitcher that fits right behind Sonny Gray. Like, that's the goal. It may not be achievable, but that's got to be the goal. And then other things can come in line after that. Where are you?
If you're shooting for the stars and you're going for the biggest thing you could land, it would be somebody to go alongside Sonny Gray in a playoff series. But so is everybody else. Everybody is going for that. And so that drives the cost up. And I don't know that the Cardinals can stomach that. I really don't think they want to give up or start to get into a race with these other teams like, who's your best prospect to give up? Who's yours? And then suddenly the Cardinals are giving away a player that they don't want to, and that player goes on and becomes this big star. I don't think they want to do that. I think they will land a starting pitcher, and that would be my number one priority. I'd love to get a co-ace with Sonny, But I think more likely Kyle Gibson gets elevated to that status. I think Michaelis becomes one of your depth guys. Lynn has regressed a little bit. Hopefully he can get himself back going again. And then you have Andre Pallante sitting there. I think in reality, you got to go get a number three type starter, middle of the rotation, to stabilize things. And then my number two priority is to bring in another arm to help the bullpen if I can. And then right there with it is a right-handed power bat. Now, Wilson Contreras is a huge shot in the arm for this team because he is that. But they think they need another one. Ivan Herrera is not it. I love Ivan Herrera, but I think that they, if he's not somebody they would dangle in a trade because they have some depth at catcher, I think that he is probably going to be someone they have working on defense down in Memphis. You got to go get a right-handed power bat to really make this lineup ferocious against lefties. They've struggled against lefties. I don't think there's any way around it at this point.
So to both of you, who are our players who are attractive and possible that we would put on the trading block?
Yeah, this one's a little shaky because the biggest name is Jordan Walker, but I do not think they want to trade him. I think they want to continue to watch him develop. He's very young, and they'll be patient with him. I think that, you know, if you look at what they have available, I mentioned Herrera already. He's a very good player. He's going to be a good catcher. He just needs to learn how to throw and catch better. But he's good, and he certainly has the plate discipline. I think they have Dylan Carlson. If somebody thinks that they can convert Carlson into what he was hoped to be, I don't think his value is very high right now, but I think he's someone that teams would be interested in. He can play all three outfield positions and certainly has shown signs of being strong. I really hesitate to go down into these utility players and trade one. I mean, Edmund eventually will be healthy. Donovan is just a dynamite player. I don't know. I think that's a really tough decision to make. You could go down to the minors and start to put together a package of prospects mm-hmm. that you have. They have a lot of, you know, mid-level prospects. I seriously doubt they would trade any of their highly regarded prospects for anything. I think they want to keep them and grow them. So it's tough. I mean, I think it depends. I think it depends on if you think you can get said pitcher and you see what the other teams are offering, and you just say gulp, and you just go do it, then that, I guess that changes. But I just don't see the Cardinals doing that. It's not the way they operate normally.
No, I agree with you. I don't see them doing it. If I'm another team, the guys I'm going to call and ask you about are Jordan Walker, Brendan Donovan, Lars Nootbaar. You know, a lot of the guys you don't want to trade, those are the guys I'm going to ask you for. But if you're looking at the minor leagues, there's only one guy I wouldn't trade, and that's Walker. I would trade anyone else to get a controllable starting pitcher.
And
I got you. Would you trade Hence then?
I would trade Tink Hence right now for a controllable, not for a rental, but for a controllable starting pitcher, because I'm not sure Tink Hence is going to be ready to start in the major leagues and carry 150-plus innings for another 2 or 3 years.
Last question.
I agree.
What sort of pitchers, what names are out there who might be gettable?
Boy, that's the
yeah, it's such a small number right now, because really there's only about 6 or 7 teams that you could say right now are out. You know, they are not.
Yeah, maybe not even that. Yeah,
that's right. Maybe a half dozen total, and that's very, very small number of people on those teams that you would even want. So, you know, it's going to take another 10 days, I think, for some of it to start to get ironed out and for a team to say, okay, we're waving the white flag, so-and-so and so-and-so are available, and then you can get excited. I know there were all these rumors circulating about Max Scherzer that
maybe
the Rangers would be interested in seeing what they could get for him, and he would be
because they're under 500,
again.
Yeah.
We know that, yeah, we know, but here they are, you know, kind of hanging out and maybe thinking that they could catch fire and try to get back into this thing.
Yeah.
I think you'll find out here in the next couple of weeks. As we get closer to the deadline, more players will become available. But the problem is there will still be a lot of teams that think they're in the race.
Yep.
And so that makes a lot of teams hunting and not a lot of inventory.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, Tom.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
425 DGS. Want some fun facts?
Yes. Absolutely.
The guy who established Atari also established Chuck E. Cheese.
Whoa. He knew how to have fun.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing, man.
No kidding. The oldest socks ever discovered are from between 300 and 500 A.D., and they were designed to be worn with sandals.
So they were doing the old dude thing back then.
Yeah.
Socks with sandals.
Man. Going to the market and your wife's like, what are you doing?
Why are you wearing socks with those?
I think I've entered the socks and sandals era of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't really like to have the dogs out, as the kids say. I don't like to have my feet out these days.
I love having my dogs out.
But I love my Birkenstocks, and it's like, well, maybe I'll just throw on a pair of socks.
Tell me again the dog thing.
The Gen Z and younger, they don't like to show their feet because so many people have a foot fetish and they don't want to show it for free, I guess, is how I took it.
Do so many people really?
I think it might be a bit overblown by the internet.
Sexually transmitted diseases can now be traced back to when Homo sapiens had sex with Neanderthals.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Who was to blame?
I'm blaming the Neanderthals.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's because we...
Well, I mean, they're dead.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Maybe that's why. We walked away with genital warts.
Maybe we know why now.
They didn't walk away.
They all died like Al Capone.
Yikes. You're on fire today.
He is.
Right, when you can gross him out...
Hey, I didn't say the thing. I just said Al Capone.
He's eating dogs by the 10-pound box. You make him go, ooh. Lord.
Just doing my job.
Speaking of, it's National Hot Dog Day.
It sure is.
It is?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's cool.
Got some plans to make that happen tonight.
Do you really?
Let's just say.
Did you ever do the burger dog?
No, I haven't gotten around to that yet because...
What do you mean gotten around to
everyone's repulsed by it and they're trying to physically stop me from doing it.
Well, that's fair.
You're better than that.
And it will happen. No, I'm not taking no for an answer. It's not that I'm giving up on it. It's happening.
Here's
whatever
you're
going to do it, it's on National Hot Dog Day.
Here's what you do. Just don't advertise it. Don't say you're doing it.
Well, they're going to ask what I'm doing with the grill.
It's well, just say you're making hot dogs.
No, it's not.
Or just say you're making burgers. Like, say you're making it's one of them and then grill. On the sly, make your little creation.
But I've already talked so much about it, they're going to know.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Nothing.
If I say I can't wait to do heroin over and over, and then I'm like, I'm just going to go into this closet by myself for a few minutes. Nobody come and bother me.
I'm totally not making a hot dog with a burger on it.
I'm just gonna take this hot dog and this burger out here. I'm just gonna take them out. That's all I'm gonna
do.
Just
gonna make them separately. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, they're different.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.